worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Like a wave crashing against the shore of your better judgment, it's a freak accident. Sound effects. Give it you. Man, we should just record that and sell it for money.
Oh, yeah, copyright.
Welcome to the show. My name is Crisco, and I am joined by two of the whitest people I've ever known in my life, Lazy E and Mickey.
What's up, man?
Mickey, nothing to say?
No, I have nothing.
At least
making a face. I can't
vocalize something to let people know you're there. At least, you know, do one of your classic noises. You know, that's fine too.
My light bulb just blew out.
Oh, wow.
You have a light bulb?
I did.
Wow.
Crisco broke it.
A broken light bulb.
Why'd you break your light bulb?
Freakaccident.com is the website. Send us an email, freaks@freakaccident.com. And did I mention thank you for listening to the show? Thank you for listening to the show. We're so glad to have you here. That's not sarcasm.
No,
I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I love when people find us and listen to us and love us.
Why do people always say the bottom of their heart? What's so big about the bottom? Why not the whole heart?
Well, it's kind of like saying, like, you know, you pour out a glass. You know what I mean? If you have a glass, like, you pour out all the way to the bottom, so there's nothing left sitting at the bottom. Kind of like I'm pouring out my entire heart. So from all the way to the bottom of my heart,
okay,
the dregs of my love for you, all the way to the bottom.
Your dregs?
Yeah, dregs. That's a word. Look it up, smarty pants.
And you know what the thing is? You could say these words and I would never know. I'm not going to look it up.
Incredulity.
Yes. Yes, you are. Yes.
Oh, things have already gone awry.
Oh, Ari.
Or did they go Ari? Yeah, I don't know.
Got to look back at the podcast archives
for
that one.
I say big words like what I'm doing, and then, you know, I pull off an Ari situation like a couple episodes back.
Still my favorite moment on this show.
It was an amazing moment. Even I can admit that, having listened back to it. I was like, you idiot, but radio gold. That's fine.
It's one of those moments where you could actually hear, like, the mind go. Just, like, you could hear it just slip away.
Not to mention the fact that I kept trying to repeat it in my head, and it just wasn't working.
No, you were trying to convince us that it was right. It didn't.
I was trying to convince myself, and you know, I was kind of staring, you know, agape into the abyss, you know, at how dumb I was.
I am not the abyss over here, thank you.
You are. You're now the abyss.
The Mickey, abyss, Mickey. The abyss.
She is the abyss. The abyss of nothingness.
Well, that is what an abyss is, isn't it?
Huh, he doesn't know words. We just established this.
I just like saying them.
He's like, what, you mean that James Cameron movie from the 90s?
I was thinking the wrestler Abyss.
He's still around.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Wasn't he on TNA?
Yeah,
does that still exist?
No, it's GFW, that one Jeff Jarrett. Remember he was on our show?
They absorbed it?
Yeah. So Jeff Jarrett rebought a failing brand. Big surprise.
And turned it into
a failing brand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kind of like when you mix acid and water, it all sort of becomes acid, right?
Yep.
Huh.
The acid doesn't become water. The water becomes acid.
In Soviet Russia.
Yeah, right. So, how was your weekend? You know, I know like we're halfway through this week already, but did you guys have a good weekend last week? Because I sure didn't.
Oh,
it started off terrible.
No, I had a pretty good weekend. Went out, had birthday weekend.
You know, oh, right, yeah, it was Lazy E's birthday. Happy birthday, old man. What are you, 34 now?
34. Mm. 34 years old. So went out, hung out with some buddies, hung out with the lady. So it was a good time.
Mickey?
Yeah, I had to go to a wedding.
I was miserable. And it was a theme wedding, too.
It was, yes.
What was the theme?
Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, God. They couldn't even be original with it. Everybody does that as the theme for their theme wedding.
Was that like hookahs and stuff like that?
murderer had to wear a white tuxedo.
Was he the rabbit?
The worst idea ever. No, please. He was a groomsman.
Oh.
It was a bad idea.
Yeah, all I'm picturing, like, because I know how I am, and I'm
murderer in white because he's filthy.
Well, that's what I was saying. Yeah. Murderer eating with white suit, that doesn't equal good.
He was so mad because he didn't drop tomato paste on the suit. He managed to get it on the end of the plate and then leaned into it and realized 5 minutes later, and then was mad for a good 15 because he couldn't understand how he got tomato paste on his suit.
Oh, his new name's Tomato Paste.
Amazing. Yeah, mine was, I mean, I intended it for it to be good. You know, I actually took Friday off, had a long weekend. Hello Nurse and I were going to go on a hike at one of the local steak parks. And that was...
Steak park?
State. Did
That's
I say state?
I thought I said state.
I wasn't sure.
I was so excited. I was like, there's a steak park?
I love how words just come out of my mouth. And half the time, I don't even know what they are until after I say them.
Is it a park filled with steer and grills?
Oh, man, I wish.
Oh, God.
I would spend every waking moment of my life there just hunting wild game.
So what happened?
Well, I mean, we got the hike in, and then we were going to go on a nice picnic.
Picnic.
You know, and swim in the lake that's up there. Of course, the hike went off without a hitch. You know, it was way hot, humid, almost died climbing that mountain.
Nice.
So then I figure, oh, man, jumping in that lake is going to feel so good after working up the sweat on the hike. We got our picnic basket. We went to go have our picnic. The moment we sat down, pouring rain.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Yogi came out and took your picnic basket.
No. Wasn't even supposed to rain on Friday. Wasn't supposed to rain. Starts pouring rain. I pull out my phone. I'm looking at the radar thinking, oh, it'll just pass by. It literally formed out of nothing right over where the park is and just hung there.
Awesome.
And I'm like, future radar, show me what happens. And it's just hanging there, like not even moving at all. And I'm like, this is defying all physics, but that's like...
Yeah, that really doesn't make much sense.
The black cloud, if you'll recall,
yeah,
Lazy,
oh, yes,
from,
yes.
from past... I don't know if we've ever mentioned the black cloud...
No, we have.
...on this show?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know we've talked about it in our radio adventures in the past. But, you know, I joke around that I have a rain cloud that just follows me around, you know, like in a cartoon and rains just on my head all the time. But it's real now. That actually happened and it ruined my day.
Well, at least it was a real black cloud and not the metaphorical one that ends up ruining your life.
No, that's been over me for like the last year-ish.
Something I forgot to mention about my birthday. Proofreader gets me a gift, but... She made me try to guess it. So I'm sitting in front of her and she sends me these text messages. I'm going to see if you guys get it, okay?
Uh-oh. All right.
So I was very, very confused. First, she shows me a picture of her sister and her brother-in-law in Kiss t-shirts. So I'm like, as you guys can see,
mm-hmm.
I'm like,
she's going to slip you the tongue.
Well, no, yeah, we haven't made it there yet. But
it's still the pecs, just a.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
maybe an arm
fiance
around.
Fiance and he's not getting tongue. I'm a little confused.
That just sounded dirty. No. First thing I said, because they're wearing Kiss t-shirts, was, God, please tell me we're not going to see Kiss. Like, I was like, please.
Are you telling me you don't want to rock and roll all night and party every day?
Yeah, or part of every day. So then she sends me the second picture. It's Jay-Z. I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to go see Jay-Z. And she's like, no. So I'm really confused. Then she sends me this picture.
She met Jay-Z somewhere and made out with him.
Hey.
And that's your gift. You're now essentially kissing the same lips as Jay-Z.
All in. But, no, then she shows me this picture. It's the Rocky statue punching her when she was in Philadelphia. So I'm looking at it. I'm like, are we going to beat you up in front of Jay-Z? Because I'm still in. So it was still wrong. Okay. Here comes the next one. See if you get it here. She was mad that I didn't get it off of this one. There's a jib jab of me. It says Uptown Girl. Not only that, I believe it's Christine Brinkley. I'm her in the Uptown Girl video.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
So did you pick it up yet?
No.
I'll show you what it is. That's the next. Because she eventually goes, damn it, and just shows me the picture. Here's what's happening.
Oh, my God. He's going to see Billy Joel.
How did she get all those clips?
Let me and Kiss. That
here's what's
going to
happen. Her sister and her brother-in-law are coming with us on a thing around here called Jay-Z Tours to Philadelphia, the Rocky thing, to see Uptown Girl.
See, I wanted this segment to go in a different direction. My plans were ruined Friday, and I was going to ask, how were your plans ruined? Now my day's been ruined by that terrible game of Clue because of Proofreader, and I'm just mad at her. That's where I'm at right now. Enjoy Billy Joel, though.
But that's how your day was ruined.
He's
right
the piano
now.
Man.
He is the piano man. No, that's how your day was ruined today.
Yeah. Well, at least I know.
I mean, my day was... how does it get ruined? Jeez.
Most days are ruined by the Gestapo I work for. That's most days. But today it was Proofreader and her terrible clues.
Oh, I love gazpacho.
I thought you were gonna say pistachio for a second there, and I was going to hit you.
Oh, I should have done it then. That would have ruined my day. No, my day is usually ruined if I wake up like a half hour like later than normal. Like even just a half hour.
Then you got to rush through breakfast, rush brush your teeth, rush to get to work.
Yeah, you're doing like barrel rolls just to get in on time.
Yeah.
Mickey?
When a skunk enters my house and I have to call pest control.
When did this happen?
I saw the picture.
2 weeks ago? Yeah, it was 2 weeks
it
ago.
It was in your house?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
Skunks are cute, though, and they're
friendly.
He
was very cute, and he was very friendly. It was kind of shocking. The dogs didn't care. He didn't care. He slept on our basement stairs for about 3 hours.
And now she's cooking gourmet meals for it.
I think you saw all the Facebook messages if I should keep the skunk.
Oh, my God. My
employer.
My uncle had one. Had a pet skunk. De-skunked and everything.
Right.
The bad thing is, I was like, why did you do this? Do you know what his last name is? No joke, it's Depew. They didn't name it Peppy. I was like, how? They should have at least named it Winnie.
Yeah, Winnie Depew. Love it. Love it. I would have a pet skunk. They're adorable. They're basically just cats that stink.
Pretty much.
Way more than normal cats.
But he didn't smell. That's why we couldn't figure out it was a skunk. He had his nose and his paws under the door while the dogs were trying to check him out. And I'm looking at his nose and I'm like, maybe it's not a skunk because he doesn't smell. I'm like, usually we know when they're in the house because there's they get
this
in through the back
regularly.
Side.
Yeah,
wait a second. What?
Okay, yes. We have to explain this. So because the house is built into the side of a hill, there's a huge cement block that sits in my basement to, you know, support the house and keep the hill from rolling into it.
Sure.
There's a hole they get into. So for the last year and a half, they've been entering into the backside under our tub. I had an exterminator come and try to get them out. We caught an opossum and 3 stray cats.
An opossum, he called it
the skunk.
Yeah.
So when Jeff got up a couple weeks ago, he woke me up at 5 in the morning to let me know that there was a skunk at the door. It had dropped.
Was it trying to sell you something?
Yeah, I know, right? When it gets in under the tub, there's a vent to our heating system, but we don't have the metal vents. It's just the fake flexible stuff. So he crawled in there and then fell. So I knew he was trapped in the basement. There's no getting out of that once you're in there.
Do you think when he fell, it was just like, oh!
Probably.
That's really resonating.
When she said that there was a skunk at the door, I honestly pictured him wearing like a small tie. Hello, ma'am. Would you like to hear about our Lord and Savior, Bugs Bunny?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, though. I'm just happy he didn't spray in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi. We're coming from the Warner Brothers. Oh, that was good.
So you're the Mickey's now the Abyss and the Skunk Whisperer.
You're the Stinky Abyss. Yeah, if you could tell us how your day gets ruined.
Or your plans.
Anything. Freaks@afreakaccident.com.
This was all over the place. I had a plan and it just went away.
This
okay
is what the
it
show is. There is no plan.
Plans ruined. There you go.
That's what the name of the show is.
My plan is ruined on this show every week. We do have plans, though. We'll see if we get to all of them. Anthony Scaramucci is out as White House correspondence, communications director in record time almost.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. Some things you didn't know about the voices behind your favorite Disney characters. Prepare to have your childhood ruined yet again. Huh. This time not by George Lucas, by us.
Well, at least we could say we're on the same level.
It is the return of the greatest game show in the history of the world. Figure out the fall premieres. It's cheers, back cheers. With what network are we doing?
ABC.
Good spelling.
Thank you. Damn it.
The most savage insults that don't use profanity. It's all on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident.
If you need to listen to a freak accident, we've got what you need.
Oh, perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
Yeah, no, I mean, nobody except everybody made that joke when this guy was hired.
Yeah.
Scaramucci is his last name. Everybody, Scaramucci, can you do the Fandango? Yeah, you're all so clever. When the 5 millionth person has made the same exact joke within the span of an hour on social media, it's not funny anymore.
Well, it doesn't matter because he is not important anymore.
Although I am upset because he was a gold mine of material to farm from.
Well, just look at the whole administration.
Well, yeah.
There'll be another.
This guy was ridiculous, though. Anthony Scaramucci, or as I like to call him, Scaramanja, the villain from The Man with the Golden Gun, the James Bond movie.
Oh, okay.
Played by Christopher Lee. Basically the same thing.
Sure.
So Scaramanja, he was hired after Sean Spicer handed in his resignation as the White House communications director / press secretary. Is that the same job? I think it's the same job, isn't it? It's got to be.
I don't know.
They're the poor SOBs who have to get up and deliver essentially the news to the press every single day in the White House.
Not only that, you're
in the press room.
You're giving the word of the president, basically. Yeah. That means he's trying to deliver the word of a man who can't give a word.
Right. and I mean, even in the past, like, I've always felt bad for the press secretaries because they have to field all sorts of ridiculous questions and try and answer them. And people confront them about it as if it's their idea. And it's like, look, it's not me doing this. It's the guy down the hall. Stop taking it out on me. I'm just the middleman.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Exactly.
That's a high drinking job.
I would totally do it.
Oh, my God.
No. I even said # Crisco for WHCD, White House Communications Director.
You don't want that.
I do, man. No. I would. If you think this guy turned it into a zoo, man, I would turn it into a zoo on rollerblades. It would be ridiculous.
You just go out every day in front of the press and just go, show a picture of Trump and go, he's our president. I'm done. No more questions.
But I mean, I would love to do that. I would make such a song and dance out of it because I wouldn't care. It would just be nonsense every single day. I wouldn't give a crap.
An accordion.
Yeah. That's it. Just come out and play an accordion one day. I don't even play accordion. I don't play any instruments. Who wants to hear my trumpet solo? So anyway, this guy came in. And everybody immediately loved him because he was one of these bombastic personality types.
Shaggy?
He was really, like, over the top and just kind of like, he had, like, that macho air about him. But, like, the faux macho. You know,
yeah.
You know, like, they say, like, if you have to tell people how macho you are, you're not macho. Like, the real macho person is, like, reserved and doesn't, like, you know, have to tell everybody because people just know. This is the guy that went around telling, yo, you know how macho I am! You know, he's one of these
so
guys.
What you're telling me is every kid in school that claimed that they were from Italy and they wore that Italian horn around their neck?
Pretty much.
That's pretty much every single one
Bada
of them.
Bada boom! Realist guys in the room! How you doing? Essentially that. He was one of these types. And but then, like right after he got hired, he went and he did an interview with a reporter from the New Yorker, which you think Trump's sound bites are the ramblings of a mad person.
Well, they
this
are.
Guy came unglued. He went on this long tirade that was laced with disgusting profanity, and he was talking about, like, Steve Bannon, who I don't even know what position he holds in the administration. I can't remember off the top of my head, but strategist, chief strategist. And he says he was trying to S his own body part.
Oh.
And every, yeah, dude, like, it was bad. Like, insulting everybody, top to bottom. Rince Priebus got let go as Trump's chief of staff.
Chumps.
Trump. There's a reason those words rhyme. I'm just going to say. But yeah, he was outed as the chief of staff because of this guy. This guy just, he completely turned the world on its head. And he was the topic of everybody's conversation for 10 days. And then he was fired in 10 days.
That has to be pathetic.
Somebody did last a shorter amount of time, though.
Who?
I heard. John something. I forget what his
name
is.
Who was he for?
Reagan. But he was fired after like a day or two because he was in the Hitler Youth.
Okay. Well, wow. There's a good reason.
They found that out, and he was let go right quick.
Yeah, because here's the thing. The press secretary, they're basically, they have to cover a lot of things up. They have to smooth things over a lot of times.
Yeah. It's, no, that's exactly what they have to do.
And they have to write speeches for the president to smooth things over.
I don't think they're a speechwriter.
No, they also, because, well, I'm just...
The speechwriter might answer to them?
Help put some things together for them.
I'm sure they do, to basically communicate with the press.
You're communicating as the president to the press. It's hard to smooth things over when you were part of something called Hitler's Youth.
Yeah. Or if you're this guy, who's a complete freaking basket case.
Yeah, that just, you're thinking your political career. You finally made it to the White House, and you lasted 10 days.
Well, this guy...
That sucks.
Well, maybe it was a goal for him.
To make it 10 days only?
Yeah.
Check. Done. off the bucket list, yes. This guy had his own company. He sold his company to take this job.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And apparently, even though he was only employed for 10 days, he has a $16 million tax bill because of that. I don't know how that.
How
I don't know
how they get billing?
Government, man.
What
are you
signing bonus?
Yeah, right. And then he also divorced his wife because his wife said he was too committed to Donald Trump and his job.
Hey, honey, can we try to work things out now? Couldn't stick it out 10 days, jerk.
This guy's a cartoon.
He never made it a full 2 work weeks.
Not even.
No, 2 work weeks.
Oh,
5 days.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Thank God it's Friday. Yeah, bro. Permanent Friday. Yeah. You're fired.
$16 million, I guess it's not too bad. You could make forever Friday.
So it poses the question to us and to the listener, too, if you'd like to share, freaksatafreakaccident.com, what was the shortest amount of time you spent at a job before you either quit or were fired?
6 months.
Okay.
It was at Annie Ann's Pretzels.
Did you quit or were you fired?
I was fired.
No.
I didn't like the job. It was awful. You're the last one in the mall. You had to stay there, and all the employees from all the other shops that closed need the pretzels.
Oh, yeah, they all come crawling out of the woodwork at the end of the night.
And let me just set the stage for you. Annie Ann herself came to our store like 2 days prior, and I made a song for her and sang it in front of her. This is important to know.
Did they force you to do this?
No, I did it because I thought it would be funny. So... Let's fast forward 2 days.
Is she like an innocent old lady?
She was only about maybe 60 at the time.
Oh, okay.
She was actually really good looking.
Oh.
But neither here nor there. 2 days later.
Ailf. Never mind. Keep going.
I know where you're going.
That was a
bad
joke. Bad joke. Sorry. I apologize to everyone.
Please.
Sorry, universe.
Yeah, we'll get Smooch over there to... To write you a speech.
The universe is so ashamed, I could feel the particles in my body leaving,
so
fleeing the scene.
After that happened, 2 days later, I was pulled in for... every 6 months, you got a performance thing there.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of doing it after my shift, they did it before my shift. So I knew this was happening before my shift. At the time, my dad drove me there. I told him, wait in the parking lot. I go, I'm going to get fired. I knew this. Their reasoning behind it was because I was unenthused 2 days after
you
singing.
You just sang a song to the CEO of the organization.
The manager there really liked one person that they wanted to hire, but there wasn't enough room.
One of those.
And I was the newest person there. I knew where this was going.
Nepotism.
So, and on top of it, even if I didn't sing that song, who actually goes into that job and goes, yeah, pretzels.
I don't know, bro. Those pretzels are delicious.
Took me a while to eat them again. Because I ate them every night.
It had the taste of disappointment in his mouth every time he would take a bite.
I like them now.
Yeah.
Because I like Amish pretzels, but it was a while. It took a while. But 6 months.
Mickey.
3 days.
Oh man, you're the winner.
Quit or fired?
Quit.
Okay.
This was the transition from being up northern Pennsylvania to moving down here.
Yes.
And when I left the doggy day camp that I worked at, I figured I would go and find another similar job because I liked doing what I did for 4 years.
Okay.
So I went to a kennel locally, and I learned what a actual doggy daycare was, and it lasted me 3 days. By my second day, I was in tears.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, nope, done. Boop.
We're talking about somebody who cooks steak and potato dinners for her animals.
With salad.
Got sick of animals at this place after 2 days.
No, I did not get sick of animals. I was disgusted by the way they took care of the animals.
Ah.
Yeah.
How do they take care of them?
Think of the ASPCA, except people drop their dogs off there thinking their dogs are being well taken care of while they're on vacation.
Hmm. That makes me sad.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, remember when we said what ruined your day?
That ruined like a couple of my months.
For me, it was like 2.5 months.
Okay.
That was when I worked for the, I won't say the name. Maybe I should. I don't know.
No.
It's on the MSN's the top worst places to work.
Awesome.
Actually, this company. It was Frontier Communications.
All right.
And actually, you know what? The people there were great. I didn't really think that the company, the company culture was bad. It's just the job, it was a call center job, and it freaking sucked.
I think anybody who does a call center will tell
you
that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was terrible. And, I mean, that's the thing. I lasted 2.5 months and then had the opportunity to go back to radio, so I took that.
The thing about, call center jobs is you're either calling people and annoying them, or they're called up already annoyed.
Right.
There's no good.
Well, Frontier is the telephone company.
Yeah.
Is anybody calling the telephone company because they're in a good mood? No. Absolutely not.
Hi, I just wanted to chat.
Yeah. Just wanted to talk about how great your internet service is. Yeah, okay, I'm sure that's why you're calling.
Every time I saw a line, I don't know if this is how you felt, I would just be like,
yeah,
here we go.
That's pretty much it, man. And it rang off the hook all day because there were constant problems.
And you have to stick to a script, right?
Not really. No, not in that position. They kind of gave us free reign.
Okay.
But it was just tough because we had it was inside sales too, so we had to try and sell people things. It's like, oh yeah, somebody's calling me because they're mad because their phone service isn't working. Let me try and upsell them to a higher package though while I have them on the line. Yeah, they're gonna love that.
Yeah.
Spoilers, they did not love it at all.
No.
But that was the thing. We had sales goals that we needed to hit and everything else. And it was too much stress and aggravation. So I lasted 2.5 months. I've never lasted in a job that I hated longer than 3 months, except for my current one.
Yeah, but how's that going for you?
The clock's ticking. So,
how long have you been there now?
It'll be 4 months soon.
Oh, wow. This is the new rain right here.
Yeah. The reigning, defending.
Worst job.
Let us know what your terrible job experience was, though, and how long it took you to get fired or quit. FreaksAtAFreakAccident.com. We'll revisit it next week if you got a good story. Up next, we have some things you didn't know about the voices behind your favorite Disney characters.
Ha
ha! A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
And now we take you to the dark side of Disney.
Ooh.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
A lot of this stuff is still feel good, and it's just interesting factoids about some of the classic Disney characters, or more accurately, those who voiced them.
Yeah.
Mickey, did you ever do any voice acting?
No, thankfully.
You did acting, though.
Yep.
Acting. Theater.
Yes.
I've always wanted to do voice acting.
Dude, so have I.
Remember that one time it was somebody we knew through podcasting, they were going to make that cartoon. I knew it was going to make $0, but I was all about it because that's a way to get started.
I was excited to do it, just to experience it, and it just never came together, I guess.
Plus, how great of a way to make money. You sit in your pajamas and you can just be like, all right, I'm going to voice a few things, done with a movie, give me my paycheck.
Yeah, basically.
That's what it is.
You get to act without ever having to show anybody your terrible radio face. It's a perfect situation.
And especially if they end up liking your voice for the cartoon, because then you don't even need to try at anything. It's just your voice.
Right.
That's great.
You can let yourself go completely.
Yeah. Oh, the dream.
So, Bambi. The movie Bambi is the first one on this list from E! Online. Donnie Dunnigan provided the voice of Bambi himself.
Bird.
What?
That's from the movie.
Oh, I never saw it. I've never seen Bambi. No.
You've never seen Bambi?
No. I know what happens, and no, that's probably why.
No. Oh. Everything's fine. Nothing bad happens.
Yeah, the 1942 film, he was a child actor, I guess, for a little while. He provided the voice. He went on to become a highly decorated U.S. Marine.
Do you think they made him do the voice?
Yeah. Dude, can you imagine being like one of the Viet Cong who got killed by Bambi?
Oh, yeah, that's an ultimate insult. You saw what happened to my mother? Now you.
From the movie Tangled, which is a more recent.
Very recent.
Yeah, Rapunzel, the one who voiced Rapunzel, was Mandy Moore, voiced the princess with 70-foot long hair, the first Disney princess to have supernatural powers. Natalie Portman was also apparently also considered for the role. Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman had quite a fall.
Mandy Moore did the voice of that, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, it says former teen pop star. Yeah, she ain't done nothing except that in a long time.
Well, she loves you like candy. Ugh. Oh, my God. I'm even mad about that one.
Why?
Oh, my God.
I can't. Can we just put duct tape over his mouth?
I wish we could. He just took us to a terrible place.
What's wrong with you?
Put duct tape on my mouth, I'll take you to a good place. But what happened to Natalie Portman? Like, seriously, she was on top of the world and then gone.
She had a kid?
That doesn't mean you need to disappear.
She was on top of the world? You consider the Star Wars prequels to be the top of the world.
Well, not there, but she was doing other stuff. That
I would argue that's probably why she's despised much as she is
okay,
because of that.
Maybe that brought her back to Earth.
Mickey Mouse! Walt Disney himself voiced the character he created for almost 20 years. See, that I didn't even know.
I was shocked because I did take a look at this. I always thought it was somebody else. Yeah. That really threw me off.
Yeah, he was replaced in 1946 by Jimmy McDonald after he became too busy, you know.
Running Disney.
Right, yeah. Rumor has it that Walt's voice was damaged by his smoking habit, and he was unable to keep hitting the high notes in Mickey's voice. That's why they needed a new Mickey.
We have Mickey.
Ha, ha, ha.
No. Ha, ha.
Yeah, no, you got to be a little higher than that. Angelina Jolie played Maleficent in the live-action movie because, as we've established, the animated classics aren't good enough. They all need to have a live-action reimagining.
And what is this movie?
Before her, it was Eleanor Audley. Eleanor was also the voice behind the evil stepmother in Cinderella as well. So if you want to go with like the Pixar theory,
Maleficent was
Cinderella's evil stepmother. Huh. Fact. Look anywhere. It's on Wikipedia everywhere.
And it'll be there tonight.
Yeah.
Until we get kicked off and it gets changed.
What were you asking?
What movie were we talking about with Angela?
Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty. I didn't know if you said it or not.
Well, that's where Maleficent originally came from.
I didn't know that.
Before they gave her her own movie.
I had no idea. Yeah. I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
So.
They turned her into an anti-hero, which why?
At the time, especially with Disney anti-heroes.
I mean, classically, she's one of the better villains in, like, you know, film and literature. And I mean, turned her into an anti-hero. Probably to sell more shirts at Hot Topic, I would imagine.
Yeah. Then they have the sexy version of her, they always do.
Snow White from Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. The original Disney princess was played by Adriana Casalotti, an 18-year-old Italian opera singer. Walt Disney reportedly personally chose her for the role. Well, yeah, some of those notes that she'd hit when she was talking to the birds and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever think, like, that's, like, crazy stuff, right? Like, we were in the mind of a person who was not so good, right?
Yeah.
look at the movie. She's talking to birds and animals. That's a social disorder.
She's schizophrenic.
Yeah, she needs help.
Yeah.
Bad.
Those dwarves weren't even real. Imagine the entire thing.
She's sitting there, and you're seeing the hi-ho, then they go into the real world, and it's just a bunch of mops sitting there. Uh-oh, she's doing it again.
Monsters Incorporated, the voice of Randall.
I've never seen this movie.
Really?
I have.
It's a decent movie. I like it. Steve Buscemi. was the voice.
Oh, Buscemi's.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. He was the voice of the villain in Monsters, Inc., but only after John Goodman pushed to have him cast, because John Goodman was the voice of Sully.
I always wonder, Buscemi.
Yeah.
He's a famous actor. Do you think he gets any girls?
No. Well, I mean, other than money, so probably. But
do you think they want to be with him? He looks like a serial killer.
That's why he played one in Con Air.
Well, that's true, but that's perfect for him because he is not an attractive looking man at all.
That's coming from two radio guys.
Yeah. Mickey, would you think Buscemi...
No, he scares the crap out
of me. Okay.
Okay.
Queen Eleanor from Brave was voiced by Emma Thompson, the woman who ruled the 2014 award season. I don't know what she won awards for.
This movie.
The Harry Potter chick?
Emma Thompson? No. No, you're thinking of Emma Watson.
No, okay.
Yeah, she's a little bit older, this lady.
Let's see. Alfred.
That's the second time I've hit that. That's the second show.
See, I love the fact that it just sounded like I just screamed randomly into the air.
That's the second show that's happened.
Yeah.
I know Alpha's scary and he eats cats, but come on.
This is the second time, by the way. My thumb didn't hit it. It was right here, and a shock went.
I really like the person listening before the explanation just thinks that I just randomly screamed into the sky. Just randomly.
The greatness of
Disney!
All right. Who's that fat guy?
Lou Romano is no stranger to Disney movies, though this was his first starring role. He lent his vocal talents to characters in Cars and The Incredibles before he was the star of Alfredo Linguini in Ratatouille.
Did he have to go that stereotypical?
I didn't write the movie. Alfredo Linguini. Yeah, that is pretty racist.
Well, no, and also the guy doing it is named Romano.
Yeah, true. And then there was Colette Tatau, voiced by comedian Janine Garofalo. Admitted in an interview, she doesn't know why she was chosen to voice the tough-as-nails chef, but she is endlessly flattered that she was.
That's the first time I've heard her name in 10 years.
Yeah. Holly Hunter was the voice of Elastic Girl / Helen Parr in The Incredibles, which is getting a sequel very soon. She was later cast in Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice, where she was exploded in the Capitol.
Kind of puts a taint on that movie,
yeah,
huh?
Spoiler alert. Lightning McQueen. Oh, geez, I didn't even know that Owen Wilson was the voice of Lightning McQueen from Cars.
I never saw Cars.
Gives life to Lightning McQueen in Cars and Cars 2. It was the first Pixar movie where they really promoted the film using the actors behind the characters. Because Paul Newman was another character in that.
This is what I was saying. Doing voice work, people don't even know you do it.
Yeah.
It's great. You just get a good paycheck. That's fantastic. We were just talking about this a couple weeks ago. How many of them do animes?
Yeah.
They voice them. They get paid like six figures to go voice from their home. They don't need to go to Japan.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Yzma in The Emperor's New Groove was voiced by Eartha Kitt, who was the original Catwoman in the Batman the 60s show.
Really?
With Adam West. Yeah.
Huh.
Yep. Man, she did not age well at all.
Oh, no.
That's just a comment. Don't take it
to
heart.
No. I'll just be totally straightforward with it. I remember watching those ones. She was good looking. She is not now.
This is was actually featured in Yes or BS, I believe, in the past. Tim Allen took the role of Buzz Lightyear only after Chevy Chase turned it down. Allen has said that Chevy was one of the biggest influences in his career, and his idol passing on Buzz right before he was offered the part was the main reason he decided to do it.
Wow. So he's basically picking up his scraps. That's what he was saying.
Yeah, you wanted to lick the scraps off of the bottom of Chevy
Chase. I'm close to Chevy.
I mean, there's a lot more here. We can't even hope to get to most of this list.
We can share that on our Facebook page.
Yeah, we definitely will. Check out our Facebook page and our website to see some of the interesting factoids behind your favorite Disney characters.
Yeah.
Up next, though, we've got something much more important to get to. It's the return of the best game show of all time. It's Figure Out the Fall Premieres. Don't play the music yet. Don't do it. Hold off.
We're just so excited.
You gotta know when to hold 'em, when to fold 'em, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just grab the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
It's time again for America's favorite game show, Figure Out the Fall Premieres. And here's your host, Lazy Mick E.
Yeah! Yeah, I'm ready!
Woo! The warm weather...
Ow! Woo!
Please. Please, Arsenio Hall, we invited you out of pity. Yes, the weather is getting colder. The warm weather is going to say goodbye. So that means you're going to snuggle up in those blankies and get ready for brand new fall shows. The problem is some of them have such different titles that don't describe what the show is. That's why these contestants and you are going to try to figure out these fall premiere shows just by the name
of the show, the title.
That's what I just said.
Okay, I'm just looking for clarification, just making sure I know what you're talking about.
You're going to be looking the other way when I punch in the face. All right.
Right, sucker punch me like a coward. Don't square up like a man.
I'm not a square. I am not SpongeBob. Anyways, as you can tell, we have contestants. Yay. If you would like to play Figure Out the Fall Premieres, the Paul Premieres.
Figure Out the Paul Premieres.
Yes, they're all by Paul Reiser. If you'd like to play Figure Out the Fall Premieres, please email Paul Reiser. If you can figure out his email, please tell me too. That would be pretty cool, I think. Anyways, yeah, contestants. She was once bitten, twice shy, and now she has to get a rabies shot. It's Mickey. It's Mickey. How you doing, Mickey?
Apparently, I'm still here.
That's what you get for cooking for bobcats.
Well, we all can't talk now.
Sugar, boogada, boogada, boogada.
Yeah, yes. Also brought to you by Zimbabwe. I figured that was Zimbabwean.
No idea. That was racist, though.
This guy, he went from gin and juice to mouthwash and water. I'm talking about Crisco.
Times are tough.
Whatever gets the job done, right?
That's it. There's some alcohol in there. It's fine.
So, how have you been since last fall?
Sad.
Have you been sad because Kevin James, they're deciding to kill his wife on that show?
No, that made me happy, actually. She sucked.
Not as bad as Leah Remini. But anyways, let's get to what we're playing for today. Because we're not just playing for nothing. We're playing for big time prizes, right?
Yes, sir.
Are you guys ready to hear what you're going to win?
Yes.
Tell them, Jim Roddy.
You'll become the next White House Communications Director. That's right. Do the impossible and try to make our president communicate like a normal human being. That position could be yours if you could... figure out the fall premieres.
Well, considering that I'm campaigning for it anyway, I gotta win.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, you're really good at talking, especially when you're not supposed to.
I'm a communicator.
Hmm.
Whether you like it or not.
Okay. We flipped the TV in the back. It was too heavy. We didn't call which side either.
We're very weak.
We just broke a TV, people. We just broke a TV. So Mickey's gonna go first.
Joy.
When I talk about broken stuff, I figure Mickey's the right choice. Anyways, you ready to figure out the fall premiere?
No.
Okay. The show is... The Good...
Wait, what network is this, by the way?
ABC.
Sweet.
Sweet. Can do your joke again?
Nope.
All right.
Did it once already.
All right. It's called The Good Doctor.
How about a serial killer that is... maiming people and getting them into the hospital to fix them and pretend he's a good doctor.
Very close. Very close.
Really?
Crisco?
You actually took the one that I think I was going to do right out of my brain. I feel violated right now.
Well, violation is the name of the game. We're ready to play.
The Good Doctor is going to be the American version of the BBC classic Doctor Who, only it is not going to be anywhere near as good, despite its name.
Not close. Mickey was definitely closer. I definitely think this is closer. Yeah. It's actually about a young surgeon with autism and Seven syndrome.
Yikes!
Relocated from a quiet country life to join a prestigious hospital surgical unit. Huh. Point Mickey. We're trying. She had an answer.
True, she did.
It did, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the best she's ever done.
Well done.
All right, Crisco.
All right.
Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
The show is called The Mayor. Can you figure out the fall premiere?
the mayor. This is going to be about... okay. All right. This is going to be a
sure
a,
you got it this time?
This is going to be a Batman-style show, like the classic 60s Batman.
Quick
okay.
aside, when I first saw this, sadly, I thought the same thing.
Okay, right. So it's going to be like in the style of the Adam West Batman from the 60s about Rudy Giuliani and his exploits on top of being the mayor of New York City while he was secretly a superhero trying to stop the lizard people slash Illuminati who secretly run the government from committing 9/11.
And Jesse Ventura is played by Steve Urkel.
Spoiler alert, he does not succeed, in Ooh. Case you were wondering. Ooh.
Bad show. Mickey.
I'm hoping it's a little bit more fun, like the mayor from The Nightmare Before Christmas and like his backstory before he ended up there.
Mickey wants to sell those shirts at Hot Topic. She's all about it.
Well, it is about a mayor, but it's really kind of stupid.
Great.
Here it is. For years, a young rapper, Courtney, toiled away in a small inner city apartment, making music in his junk-filled bedroom closet. Tired of waiting for an opportunity, Courtney cooks up a publicity stunt of the century, running for mayor of his hometown in California to generate buzz for his music career. Unfortunately for Courtney, his master plan goes wildly awry. Oh, I'm sorry, that's awry. Ending in the most terrifying of outcomes, an election victory. Point, P. Diddy.
I would take that town that has the dog mayor over that.
Yeah, yeah. Was that Ohio?
Minnesota.
Why have they not made one called The Dog Mayor? A TV show.
Oh, I'd watch that.
They talk about his rough start. That was good.
As he tries to overcome those bonehead councilmen.
All right. Enough.
All right.
By the way, figure out the fall premiere is sponsored by... pencils. When you're wrong, they write. Erase your problems with pencils.
Wish I could erase my mistakes. Oh, there's so many of them.
That's right, pencils. They're trees, little buddies.
Mickey, take the next one, please.
Sharpen your skills with pencils.
Jeez.
Mickey, you ready to figure out the fall premiere?
Get on with it.
That is not the name of the show. It is 10 Days in the Valley. Mickey, figure out the fall premiere.
It's a show about us and where we live.
It's been a lot longer and it feels like it.
I was going to say the exact same thing. Yeah, it's like that show Naked and Afraid. They just throw random yuppies from New York City into our area and see how long it takes them to get shot.
Different TV show. We should make Clothed and Depressed.
All about the Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania area.
No. Oh, this is about an overworked television producer and a single mother in the middle of a separation whose life is turned upside down when her young daughter goes missing in the middle... Oh, this is not nice. Middle of the night, just like her controversial police TV show, everything is a mystery. Everyone has a secret. And no one could be trusted. Winner. Everybody
Wait,
was...
Winner or a point?
No point. Of winner of that question. It's everybody who's been in a Taken movie because it's the same damn story. It literally, give me back my son.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Is everybody having fun?
I'm having a blast.
What are you picking at?
I got a blister on my finger.
Isn't that a song? No, that's blister in the sun. Did you get it in the sun?
I got a hemorrhage in my hand. Again.
That was the most unenthused singing again.
Thought it was pretty spot on.
I don't know. You're breaking my achy, breaky heart. All right.
Yeah.
This is the last show. This is the last show.
There's only four new shows coming to ABC this year?
There is.
Oh, okay.
There is. That's all they have. Well, there is the one from Marvel, but we just talked about it last week or the other week, so that
True.
Was really dumb to do.
Yeah.
All right, Crisco.
Yeah.
Figure out this fall premiere. Kevin, parentheses, probably, unparentheses, saves the world. Kevin probably saves the world.
All right, this is about a guy named Kevin.
Good. Awesome. You're doing great. It's a single camera comedy.
It's a single camera comedy. It is one episode long because he does not save the world. And
up.
A giant meteor just wrecks the planet, and that's it. Series over.
Does it wreck the planet or wreck?
It wrecks the planet.
Oh,
wrecks it.
What is this, a Scooby-Doo
it
story?
It wrecks it, Raggy.
Oh, no, it's going to wreck the planet.
It does that. It does do that thing.
Oh, Mickey, figure out that fall premiere.
Clips of all the Kevin Spacey movies ever.
Then our world is not safe.
Nope.
He is not safe.
K-Pax was a good film. I enjoyed it.
I like M-Pax. Anyways, Kevin, a clue.
What? X-Pac? What?
X-Pac. Yeah, my friend. Go look at my Twitter. It was a bad night. Kevin, a clueless, self-serving person is on a dangerous path to despair. In a downward spiral, Kevin returns. It's a comedy.
My obviously. Name is Crisco, not Kevin.
Yeah, yeah. Crisco returns home to stay with his widowed twin sister and niece. On his first night there, Crisco, an unlikely... Oh, no. This is weird. On the first night there, an unlikely siesta... let's see if I can speak.
Nope.
Celestial, named Yvette, appeared to him and presented him with a mission. To save the damn world.
It sounds like the plot of Preacher, just not anywhere near as interesting.
Did you say widowed twin sister niece?
Hang on. Again, brought to you by Pencils. Pencils. Let's see.
I don't even care.
It was,
I'm not going to watch the damn show.
No.
With his widowed twin sister and niece, I
oh,
said.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
It's not some bumpkin story. Yeah.
Might have made it more interesting.
This is my twin sister niece. Which is also very fitting because the winner of this first week of Figure Out the Fall premieres is Jeff Foxworthy.
What?
And that was another fun edition of Figure Out the Fall premieres.
You might be a redneck.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
You're so stupid, you're so dumb. You have a really very smelly bum. I don't like you. You smell like poop. Guess what? You are such a loser. Guess it's time to say goodbye. I really hope soon that you die.
Ah, who doesn't love a good insult?
Yeah, but they get so uncreative when somebody just throws out an F-bomb
you
or
know
something.
What? I honestly am, like, disappointed in, like, you know, the fact that people... I don't know if it used to be like this back in the day. I'm sure it was, but I mean... The F-bomb, I feel like, has lost its luster a little bit.
It's like saying any other word.
It's completely unimpactful anymore. Be more creative. People use that gerund like a, I don't know, like a comma in some sentences. You talk to some people.
Well, it's become a good thing, too. Oh, I'm awesome AF, you know, as
right.
people put online. It's been used so much that it's not... funny. It's like you said, not impactful. Same thing with any of the curses. It's just not creative.
When did Bro Bible change their website to be all hipster like?
When bros became hipsters.
Ah, okay. Well, BroBible.com, we can thank them for compiling elements of this list, which came from one of our favorite places, the Ask Reddit threads.
Oh, we got to remember to do a whole segment on Reddit names.
Just find some of our favorites from Reddit.
Because get ready, because they're going to get great, probably.
Anyway, somebody asked the people in Ask Reddit, what are some great insults that you could use to essentially knock somebody flat, but that don't use profanity? In other words, be creative in your ability to, you know, throw some shade at some people. You know what I miss? I miss doofus. We need to bring back the word doofus.
Dopehead is a good one, too.
I like dope. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Not used nearly enough. I mean, that just sounds so derogatory, doesn't it? Like, you dope.
Do you know what it is?
it's the D and the P.
Yeah.
It hits hard.
Yeah. I use Dingbat a lot.
Dingbat's a good one. That hasn't been used since All in the Family. I like that.
I use it a lot.
Oh, poor murderer.
So,
and your dogs.
Let's start off on this list here, shall we? This is from Super Emas.
See?
Who says, your grades say marry rich, but your face says study harder.
Yes! Write all these down.
I got to use some of these. I'm going to have to remember them.
Absolutely.
Let's see. This one's from Slightly Stable.
Oh, that's a safe person. Murderer is writing on Reddit now.
Ah! You haven't been yourself lately. We've all noticed the improvement.
See, these are good. They're impactful, too.
It's kind of endearing.
That one?
A little bit.
Yeah. You've improved by not being such a moron. Yeah. What's this, Jack? Says, that's the username. What's this, Jack? Straight from Shakespeare. I wish we could become better strangers.
Ooh. That's like a 1800s burn.
You got to see the look on Mickey's face. She just had like her lip curled and she was just like, yeah.
Yep. Oh, that's using that one sometimes.
That was a very satisfied look you had on your face there.
That would be a great picture for a meme, like to get it to go viral. Like they'd use it like when they agree with a comment, they'll just go Mickey's face.
Malkion says, I don't know why you're playing hard to get when you're so hard to want.
Ooh. That's like that gif where everybody's like, oh
yeah, yeah, right. That if somebody used that one on me, I don't know, I might stagger backward a bit and like have to, like, you know, my hand would go to my heart and I'd have to steady myself on something and be like, whoo, because that hits deep.
That's like slam poetry.
It really is. This person says, Orville is this person, I envy people who haven't met you.
Who would have thought Redenbacher was so mad?
Mickey, why'd you write all these under all these different usernames?
That was really good, my joke, I thought.
I know, that's why I didn't hang a lampshade on it.
Oh, no, you should have.
Just let people laugh in the background.
Because nobody knows what Orville Redenbacher is anymore. Come on. And Mickey, stop your pity laugh.
Zebra Pants says...
I love your pants, man.
Says, you're impossible to underestimate.
Oh!
I like those. I like these ones that kind of make you have to think a little bit.
Yeah, because all of us, there's like a little bit of a pause before there's a reaction.
I'm just envisioning the person on the other end of this, just with like the light bulb just not coming on.
Right.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What'd you say? Can you make me some popcorn?
I don't understand. You know, I'm talking about him because he doesn't
know
words.
Very nice.
He doesn't know words. He wouldn't get half these.
What?
He'd be like, hey, thanks.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I got the Redenbacher thing. Stop it.
One of the mics says, I hope the rest of your day is as pleasant as you are. That one's kind of weak.
My microphone's talking to me?
No, sorry. That wasn't the right time.
Mickey brought jokes today.
She had that one packed in for a while.
She was sitting at home with her the 101 best jokes book, just reading them, getting ready for today's episode.
That was 102.
Now, that was a good joke.
Thank you.
Let's see. Oh, said to an identical twin in high school,
uh-oh,
your sister is ugly.
Yes.
They didn't give the username for that one, though. I'm upset by that.
I thought when you first said...
You thought that was the username? Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's very long.
Yeah, no, this person said this to someone's identical twin. Your sister is ugly. Fantastic. Pedge 2 says, whoever told you to be yourself simply couldn't have given you worse advice.
I don't know if I want to give him like a, oh yeah, but that was good.
It was.
I mean, it was, it's following the rules. No profanity and insult.
Here's a username for you. Majestic Bear.
I'm just picturing the bear with twinkles around it.
Okay, first of all, brush your teeth.
Wow, that just...
But right for the hygiene joke.
I don't know if that one's good, though. That's just, I don't know.
Maybe in context.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like this one because it came from George Orwell. a quote about Stanley Baldwin. The user who brought this up is What a Muffin.
I thought you were going to say...
I'm sorry, Want a Muffin.
I thought you were saying he came back to life and went on Reddit.
No, Want a Muffin. He is simply a hole in the air.
Ooh.
I like that one.
Ooh,
you hole in the air.
That sounds dignified, too.
Doesn't it?
Like, after you say it, you have to have a pipe.
Yeah. And, like, a glass of, like, a shandy or something,
yeah,
you know?
Take a sip afterwards.
Mm. Hmm.
Yes, hole in the air.
Squidge the cat.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Says, here's where the list starts.
You're not pretty enough to be that dumb.
Ooh.
In other words, you'd have to survive on your looks because you don't have much else going for you. Wink.
I had a good insult, and it didn't involve profanity. It was when I jokingly did a pickup line to a girl.
Uh-oh.
And I said to her, like, make you pretend you're the girl. You know this one. And you go, hey, did it hurt when you fell? You know the rest of it.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, ha, 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 when I fell from heaven. I go, yeah, because your face is all mangled.
This is going from Meng Tao, who said, I had a teacher tell some kid. This is kind of like the thing at the end of Happy Gilmore. Kind of sort of, you know. Yeah. Nothing you have to say is of any consequence to anyone.
Oh, that's hurtful.
Yeah. At no point in your inane rambling
did anything make sense.
Did anything form a coherent thought? I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
My friend's mom told him the one time she was like saying something. He said like a theory, a goofy theory, and she goes, you know, when you speak, you weaken the nation. It's like
People Bucket quotes Churchill people by bucket. Saying, in the morning I shall be sober, but you will still be ugly.
I never thought of a person quoting Churchill named People Bucket.
I like this one. This sounds like a Groucho Marx kind of insult. Okay. I've been called worse things by better people.
That is a very Groucho.
Yeah. I can't even pronounce that person's name.
Just go for it.
Chio Sinachi.
Ooh. Chio Sinachi.
Yeah. Let's see. Astro Creep 2112 says, you are like the first piece of bread in a loaf. Everybody touches you, but nobody wants you.
Ouch.
There's so many layers of bread of that joke.
This is from Firefly, quoted by John from Walmart, who says, I take it you weren't burdened with an overabundance of schooling.
Again, very highbrow.
Yeah.
That's a Cavassier one.
Highfalutin, yeah, as I sip my scotch following that
yes.
That jab.
You have a book in front of you and you just put it down.
Let's see
I'm
here.
Picturing you also have to be in front of a fireplace, too.
Pepperman94 says, if that's how you feel, then I can't trust your judgment.
That's kind of weak.
It is. Kind of, sort of. Let's see.
I think there was too much logic to that one.
Yeah, it was too...
You'll never be half the man your mother was.
Oh, that's insulting.
Whoa!
So many people on that.
Yeah.
So
it's a Yo Mama joke in there. You got, like, you know, a nice little barb thrown at the person who's the... The offspring of said Yo Mama.
I love Yo Mama jokes.
Yeah.
Your mama's so fat that her blood type was Ragu.
Ooh, this one. Ooh, this one.
Is this the dagger?
No, this one.
Spit straight fire?
Andy the Dub is responsible for this one.
You know Andy the Dub's going to bring it.
The best part of you dripped down your mother's leg.
Ooh!
Ooh!
Huh.
Ooh! Ooh! Oh!
That is a piping hot iron fresh out the fire and right into your eye socket.
Oh my God.
Oh, that one's going in the book.
You know, this
that one is hard.
This gave me an idea. Do you guys ever hear those when the rappers do those insult rap things?
No.
Battle raps, that's it.
Yes.
Can we do that on the show? Can we write battle raps?
I would love to. We might have to plan that
no,
out.
No, we're definitely going to write battle raps. Oh, look at the face Mickey's giving me!
A Comfort Eagle 99. I don't have the time or the crayons to explain this to you right now.
That's a Mickey insult right there.
I'm taking that one to work with me.
That's a Mickey insult.
Zero KYS says, you are the human equivalent of a participation award.
Ooh.
That one's kind of hard.
That one's a little too long, I think.
Yeah. Let's see. This one actually is from Groucho Marx. I have nothing but respect for you, and not much of that. You know, go back and watch some old Marx Brothers movies. There's some good ones in there. Let's see. You should eat the makeup. That way you'll be pretty on the inside.
That was just mean.
The rest of these are kind of weak, but there were some good ones in here, man. The best part of you dripped down your mother's leg. Oh, man. If there's one to take away from this segment, it's that one.
If you have any good insults that don't include profanity, please email it to us, freaks@freakaccent.com.
Absolutely. Mickey's going to take that crayon one.
Oh, yes, I am.
Also, please email us and express your joy of us doing battle raps, because Mickey's face, Crisco, you missed it.
I wasn't looking at it.
Oh, my. I've never seen her that mad. Like, her lip curled. Like, she was so mad.
Well,
about
she
it.
Thought when we finished the great rap debate, she thought that was the last rap thing she would ever have to deal with.
I
and
was
now
praying.
We just threw one more at her.
No,
I'm just
going to
be sick that day. It'll be fine.
No, battle. Yeah, you're going to be sick with those rhymes.
Sick. Sick.
It's going to be sick beats.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can come down with the flu.
So that'll be at some point in the future. Next week on the show, because this is going to close out this episode of our podcast. Next week on the show, the least healthiest chain restaurant foods. So the worst things you can eat at chain restaurants.
Is that really that hard to figure out?
I was going to say everything.
No, but these are the least of the least.
Oh, the worst of the worst?
These are bad.
I wonder how many of these places I eat at on a semi or mostly regular basis.
Probably a lot.
We'll find that out next week. Plus, we'll be doing Figure Out the Fall premieres again. We'll be doing it all month leading up to the fall television premiere series. And more hijinks and shenanigans like we do every week.
More shenanigans than hijinks.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this show, though. We're thrilled that you found us. Please come back and listen again. Don't forget you can subscribe on iTunes or Google Play Music or anywhere podcasts are downloaded, and you'll get us automatically delivered to you each and every week. But iTunes is the big one. And if you'd be willing to leave us a good, positive review there, every good review we get helps us climb a little bit higher in the charts. More people notice us, more awesome we are, more awesome things we can do for you.
We could send more than stickers or even more
stickers. We'll be able to afford merchandise and get real guests on the show as opposed to the imaginary ones we only get every once in a while.
Hey, we get some.
We have gotten some good ones. We can get more, a lot more.
Yeah.
And we can do like live tours coming to your backyard.
Tours. You say tours like poor.
I do. It's the OU in the word. It throws me off, I guess. Mickey, am I saying it wrong?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Yes, you're saying it wrong.
Mickey, explain it to me with crayon so I can know.
We don't have any here.
Oh, wait,
there's a whiteout board. Hold on, and there's markers.
All right,
we
good.
We can do this.
We're halfway there. All right. Living on a prayer. we've got social media. We've got Facebook. We've got Twitter. We've got Instagram.
We got it all.
Links to those are at our website, afreakaccident.com. Click connect. And while you're at the website, see all the other goofy things that we got. And don't forget to, there was one more thing I was supposed to say. Oh, email, freaks@freakaccident.com.
Leave your address. We'll send you a sticker.
Sure we will.
Sticker.
There's still one or two people that I owe stickers to.
I thought you said you sent them all.
I sent most of them.
I emailed everybody because you said I sent them all.
There were some later submissions that I haven't gotten around to yet. We'll get them out, though.
We haven't got a thank you from anybody that did get them, though.
Yeah, ungrateful prudes.
Yeah, why don't you send us a picture with the stickers? That'd be nice.
Thank you for listening. See you again soon. For a freak accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey. And we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident.
It's like the Mickey sing-along right there.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.